Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And also joining us live from Philadelphia is Bill Press, CNN analyst, radio talk show host, proud liberal pundit. And it's good to have you, Bill. How are you?
And you forget my most important credential,
which is
an alumnus of the WMAL Morning Show.
That's right.
Come on. Here with Andy Parks and Jane Norris.
I do not want to expose my job and career opportunities by pointing that out.
Don't be too good this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, listen, I used to live in California.
That shift, man.
It's a tough shift.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're not complaining anymore.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. I used to live in California. I feel like I know you. I feel like I followed your career. You were the California chairman for the Democratic Party there, and you were very effective, by the way, in that job.
Look at that party we built.
Well, yes, and let's look at that party you built, because it was built on ideas, certain ideas. And I look at what's happening here in Philadelphia and what I see on the stage. And Bill Press, you've got the Clinton cash machine up there. You've got Tim Kaine. And Terry McAuliffe yesterday throwing out the TPP arguments that Bernie Sanders succeeded in making and basically cozying up to Wall Street. Tim Kaine floating the idea of rewriting Dodd-Frank to help out the banks again. I don't see Bill Press's ideas on this stage. Aren't you more in line, and all the Bernie Sanders supporters, aren't they more in line with Jill Stein at this point? How can you vote for this party?
Whoa, what an opening question. Look, first of all, no. I was never more proud to be a Democrat than I was, and a California Democrat, than I was watching that stage last night. In fact, all the last three nights. And what a contrast to that deadbeat show that everybody was so embarrassed by in Cleveland.
I should have prefaced this by saying without mentioning Donald Trump.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned his name yet. No, I think the contrast is striking in what we saw in the two conventions. No, I think what you saw last night is a party that's got its act together. That a party that's got leadership that's everybody's proud of, a party that is united. I was a Bernie guy, right? I wasn't a Hillary guy. I mean, but that's how I got that contract for CNN, back on CNN, because they needed somebody to talk with Bernie. But, you know, Bernie made a hell of a difference. I think he would have been a great candidate against Donald Trump. We didn't win. We got a lot, got a great platform. Going to get some changes in the rules. I think we're going to get rid of superdelegates. And I think Bernie's going to be a real force in the United States Senate. So with that, you know, you accept reality, get behind Hillary Clinton, who I think is more, as the president said last night, let's be honest, she's more qualified to step into that Oval Office than Donald Trump is. And I thought the best speech of the night last night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Michael Bloomberg.
Really?
Oh. Absolutely.
Michael you needed Bloomberg. A Republican to save the night for you, huh?
He's an independent now. He was a Democrat. He was a Republican. I thought, because I thought he had credibility, he said, yeah. I'm not here as a partisan, Republican or Democrat. I'm here as a business guy who made it on my own. And this guy has a lousy business record, and he would be dangerous in the Oval Office. That coming from Michael Bloomberg, I thought carried a lot of weight.
You know, I watched it on TV, and it wasn't in the hall, but watching it on TV, I thought the guy who was incredibly effective for Democrats was Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought his speech was very strong. He had command of the hall. He delivered it beautifully. I mean, I would imagine there were more than a few Democrats out there wondering, maybe we made the wrong choice here.
Well, I wish Joe Biden had run, and I encouraged him to run. I think if he had run, he'd be the nominee. I hadn't seen Joe Biden. His speech was great last night. I guess I was talking with Bloomberg about you need to get beyond the hall.
Yeah.
You got to talk to the people at home who haven't made up their mind. That's where Bloomberg was. But Joe, I've never seen Joe give such a forceful speech as he did. Usually he's more folksy. Last night, he really laid it out and laid into Trump.
Well, what he did, what Michael Bloomberg did, what much of Barack Obama did in his speech, Tim Kaine certainly did, was attack Donald Trump. That was last night's theme. Really was Donald Trump can't be our president. Can I ask you, Bill Press?
And it was national security, particularly last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, they kept talking about
I remember when the Bernie Sanders people shouted down Leon Panetta, the former defense
no more wars
secretary.
Right.
That was really a proud moment in national security for the Democrat. I'm going to set aside the fact that you didn't answer my question based on ideas and principles.
No, wait.
You just said a party platform change. What about TPP?
I mean, you can... No, you can go through that.
Bernie didn't actually win on ideas.
But I ask you, what ideas did we hear from Cleveland? We didn't hear any ideas from Donald Trump. We've never heard any ideas from Donald Trump except, as Elizabeth Warren said, building that goofy wall, which you know as well as I do. Number one is not going to be built. Number two is not going to be paid for by Mexico.
Had you been in Cleveland, it would have been a fine conversation for you to have with us. But right now we're talking about Philadelphia and the Democrats. So let me ask you this. Based on all the anti-Trump stuff we heard last night, without mentioning the name Donald Trump, can you tell me why Hillary Clinton will be the best president?
Wait, if you didn't hear the ideas that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton have been talking about, Larry, I don't know where to start because there's too long of a list. I mean, we're talking now about free college education for any kid whose parents earn less than $125,000 a year. We're talking about, that's a specific idea. There's the idea of opening up Medicare to people who are 55 and over instead of having to wait until 65. That's a specific idea that's out there. We're talking about, I mean,
Hillary is going to do that? Those are Bernie Sanders ideas.
Congratulations to Bernie. Hillary has adopted those ideas.
The platform has adopted those ideas.
She herself came out with those two before the platform committee. You could go down the list in every single area. The Democrats have ideas. Donald Trump doesn't have. Go to his website. You know, all you see is... Yeah, we're going to bomb the hell out of ISIS.
To wrap things up, because our time is running down. I'll let you guys go.
We can do this all day.
Y'all were having fun.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The post-convention bounce for Trump has been quite impressive, and this is something we have not seen in many years. How do you attribute that as a Democrat who thinks that there were no ideas that stuck with the American people out of Cleveland?
Here's my answer. We haven't seen yet the post-convention bounce for Hillary, which I also think will be significant. Yeah, I mean, the Republicans put on a good show. They got a bounce. You're right. We haven't seen that for a while. I thought that there's no doubt that Donald Trump has an appeal, particularly to independents and people out there who, look, after 8 years, we have a tendency in this country to want to give the other team a chance. So I think you'll see a bump out of this convention, too. And you know what? It's going to be a close election.
Former WMAL host, Bill Press. You should lead with that every time you're introduced on CNN. Trust me, it's much more impressive than whatever else you're doing. Yeah. Real fast, I agree it's going to be close. The one state you're watching in this election, the one state you think will be the difference maker?
Pennsylvania. Right where we are.
Interesting. Right. Thank you, Bill Press.
All right. Thanks,
always
guys.
Good.
Great to see you.
See you on CNN.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.